You're listening to the audio production of Amish Midwives, three stories by Amy Clipston, Shelley Shepherd Gray, and Kelly Long, published by Zondervan and read by Lauren Burst.
Bundles of Blessing by Amy Clipston. Chapter 1. The alarm clock buzzed, the sound reminding Christina Byler of bleeding sheep. With a yawn, she rolled over and smacked the off button. She rubbed her eyes and then looked over toward the large window, where sunlight peeked in past the green shades. Christina pushed herself up and dangled her legs off the side of the bed. After a stretch and another yawn, she stood and hurried down the short hallway to the bathroom. Then she returned to her room and began to dress. As she pulled on her favorite blue dress and black apron, she heard a little voice start to sing next door. A smile overtook Christina's lips. Her little niece, Betsy Lynn, was awake. "I'll be there soon, my Leva," Christina called. How she loved living with her sister and her family. Seeing her two nieces every day was a blessing. After twisting her thick, long, blonde hair up in a bun and pulling on her prayer covering, she slipped her cell phone into the pocket of her apron and then hurried across the hallway to Betsy Lynn's room. Christina grinned as she knocked on the door. "Hello? Is anyone home?" "Auntie!" Christina pushed the door open and found Betsy Lynn standing in her crib with her arms outstretched. "Good Maria, my Leva." The 15-month-old laughed and squealed. With her light blonde hair and hazel eyes, she reminded Christina of a painting of an angel she'd once seen in one of the little gift shops in nearby downtown Burden Hand, Pennsylvania. Betsy Lynn had inherited her pretty hazel eyes from her father.
"Auntie Kissy,"
Betsy Lynn said as she reached for her. "I love being your Auntie Kissy." Christina's heart warmed at the sound of the nickname Katie, Betsy Lynn's sister, had given her when she was a toddler. Lifting her niece from her crib, Christina carried her over to the changing table. Betsy Lynn sang nonsense songs and made noises while Christina changed her diaper and put a yellow dress on her. "Let's go help your mom make breakfast." Christina carried her down the stairs and into the large kitchen, where the smells of breakfast and coffee filled her senses.
"Guten Maria,"
Christina announced, placing Betsy Lynn in her high chair.
"Hi,"
Katie called as she sat in her booster seat. She waved a buttered roll in the air and then leaned over toward her sister and touched her hand as Betsy Lynn squealed with delight. With her blonde hair and bright blue eyes, Katie was the spitting image of her mother when she was her age. Marlena stepped away from the stove where bacon sizzled in one skillet and eggs fried in another. At 28, Marlena was 2 years younger than Christina, and with her dirty blonde hair and blue eyes, she reminded Christina of their mother. She sliced homemade rolls and buttered them before walking over to where Betsy Lynn sat in her high chair. Christina's eyes moved to Marlena's abdomen, which seemed to distend a little more today. Her third child was due in early June, which meant that Christina would have a niece or nephew in approximately 3 months. She couldn't wait.
"How are you this morning?"
Marlena kissed her toddler on the top of her head and then handed her a buttered roll before looking at Christina.
"Did you get in late last night? Richard and I never heard you come in."
"Yeah, I did." Christina cupped her hand over her mouth to cover another yawn. Sarah Beth Fisher had a long delivery.
"Oh, no. Is she okay?"
"Yeah, of course. If it had gotten too complicated, I would have called the rescue squad, but everything went fine. She had a baby boo. 8 pounds and 3 ounces. They named him Michael."
"I'm so glad. When did you get home?"
"I think around 12:30. Marlena clucked her tongue.
"Why didn't you sleep in later, then?"
"Because I wanted to help you." Christina walked over to the stove and began scooping the fried eggs onto a platter. "I need to earn my keep around here."
"Please," Marlena snorted. "You're a second mom to these girls. Plus, my pantry in the basement is stocked with canned goods because of you."
"Well, it's because you all are my only family. Of course I want to share with you." She tried to ignore the sadness that swirled in her chest as she forced a smile. Had it not been for her sister and brother-in-law's generosity, Christina would be living alone in the home she'd shared with her husband Lester before he had unexpectedly died in an accident 4 years ago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?